So it says in the parsha, Avram and Sarah went down to Mitzrayim. So Avram turns to Sarah and says, "Imri noa chosi at lamani tavli babarech v'chais nafshi bigalech." That he says to her that if you could just do me a tova and tell me tell them that you're my sister. And Rashi explains that lamani tavli babarech is yitnu libe matanos. This way they'll give me presents. And he was trying to, of course, protect himself, protect Sarah, and try to make some money after this whole exchange. So yitnu libe matanos, give me some gifts. So the Sifsei Chacham asks a question. He says, how could Avram look for matanos? What was he doing looking for matanos here? Firstly, he says later on in the parsha, when it came to Melch Sodom, he said, "In michud v'adzoch na lo ekach." He doesn't want to take anything at all. He doesn't want any matanos. So why by Mitzrayim did he want to accept gifts and not by Melch Sodom? And then, Kol Shekein, it says in the Pasuk in Mishlei, matanos yichyeh, son of matanos yichyeh, that a person should hate matanos. A person who hates matanos is going to yichyeh, he'll be zoche to life. So how could Amar Avinu, who we know followed all the mitzvahs and all the different midos, how is it possible he wanted to get gifts? He wanted to use Sarah, yitnu li matanos. That's the question that the Sifsei Chacham asks. So the Sifsei Chacham gives three different answers. So the first answer is that it's allowed when it comes to matana muetes ratza. He wanted a small gift. He wasn't looking for a lot of cash, not a big, the Powerball lottery. He was looking for just a little gift, a matana muetes, and that would be allowed. That's one answer. Second suggestion, the Sifsei Chacham suggests, is that he didn't really want the money. Odei Shlomar, the Hanashim Chomdos Mamon. We spoke the other night about the big concern, the Isser of Chemdas Mamon. Women have a certain chemda to mamon. He didn't really want it. He wanted the money to give to Sarah. He had no interest. Sarah matanas yichya is if you're taking it for yourself. If you're getting it to give to your wife and they have such a taiva, that would already be allowed. That's his second answer. And the third answer, he says, Odei shlomar da'achshav lahayala osher. He wasn't wealthy. And therefore, you're allowed to take it. And Ani's allowed to take tzedakah. It's not a violation of Sarah matanas yichya. He's allowed to take it. At that moment in time, Avram and Sarah were aniyim, so they were allowed to take it. So to understand these three answers, we'll go back to explain them a little bit better. We have to understand the reason behind Sona Matanas Yechya. What's the reason why the Pasuk Mishnah tells us a person should distance themselves from Matanos? So Rabbeinu Yonah number 4 writes, in a parish in Mishlei, he says, Hu shegia el akatsa achron b'chiv harchakas hachemda. Sona Matanas Yechya is trying to put a person, the Rambam talks about how a person has to go to the opposite extreme to change one's midos. So in order to remove yourself from the mida, the taiva of mamon, a person has to go to the opposite and then not accept any gifts at all. He doesn't want to rely on other people. He wants to just have his food, his mezonos come from a Kaddish Baruch Hu. Ubiyagia kapov in his own efforts, but not someone else. Doesn't want anyone to do a tova for him. In order for a person to somehow undermine, to neutralize his chemda, his love, his great taiva and desire for mamon, by distancing yourself from matanos, that's how you overcome this mida. Sona matanas yichya. Now with that in mind, this Rabbeinu Yonah is an understanding of why it's so bad to accept gifts. We can now understand each of these three answers of the Sifsei Chachamim. When it comes to the first answer, matana muet, there's a small matana. That's not chemda's mamon, a small gift, a couple bucks. No one's, salivating over a big $5. It's not a big deal. So that's not really a violation of Sona Matanas Yechya. It has to be a larger type of gift. That's one answer. The second answer, he says, it wasn't for him. It was for Sarah. So that also, it won't be a violation of his personal chemda. It was for his wife, not for him. Sarah wasn't working on her midos. She was, but whatever this means, of course. On her level, and his level, it wasn't shaykh him. It wasn't a violation because he wasn't the one being makabal matanos. And then thirdly, if a guy he's an ani, he's not looking for money. He's looking to make ends meet. He's looking to just have something to eat. He's not looking to amass a lot of money. So when a person is an ani and he accepts a matana, that's not called chemdas mamon. That's called he needs a parnasa. He needs mezonos. And these three answers seem to line up very nicely with the reasoning of Rabbeinu Yonah. Now the Riva has a parish, one of the Bali Tosos, has a parish al Torah, and he gives a different reason as to why there is no violation of Sona Matanas Yechya in this particular case of Amar Avinu and Paro. And the Riva writes in number 5 is quoting Rashi, and he says, "Masha kasev Sona Matanas Yechya Hainu bimatana shel Yisrael. It's only usher to accept a gift from a yid, but to accept it from a goy, that's allowed. So what's the reason? If the reason's like Rabbeinu Yonah, it's about a mid of chemdas mamon, it should not make a difference who's giving it to you. It's about me working on my midos. If a Jew's giving $1 million or a goy's giving $1 million, no matter where it's coming from, I should not accept the money. That's going to be a violation of my chemdas. It won't be helping working my midah. If I'm working midos, trying to be a nice person, for example, you should be nice to every single person, a Jew and a non-Jew. That's the midah of being friendly and being warm. Whatever that midah you're working on, it should be equal, bein l'Yisrael, bein l'goy. So why would the Rivas say that you're allowed to accept gifts from a non-Jew? Seemingly it's not based on this reason there, Rabbeinu Yonah. It's not about working on your midah of chemdas mamon. Moreover, the Rivas is not, not everyone agrees to the Rivas. Rabbeinu Bachai actually says that when it comes to a goy, there still is an iser of shonah matanas yichya. Where do you see this? So number six, Rabbeinu Bachai talks about David HaMelech. You need to know a little bit about Nach to understand what's going on here. But he says, "Hinei Avram shonah matanas yichya, matanas haya, l'ratza l'kava matan mimenu. Kim b'kesef male." Fine. V'chein darchan shal tzadikim, v'chein matzim David HaMelech alav shalom. Shekaneh Goren, he bought the field. V'lo ratzel lekabel min Arvona. Shehaya nosin labamatan. Arvona wanted to give it to David as a gift, and David refused to accept it as a gift. He wanted to pay for the Goren, and he goes on to prove psukim. Arvona was a goy, so why couldn't he accept it? Must be that even from a goy, there's a violation of sonim matanas yichya. So this is a chiddush of the Riva that he says sonim matanas yichya only applies when the nosin is the Yisrael. When a nosin to goy, it's allowed. We have to understand what's this for. How is this? How does this make sense? So the prisha is mechadesh another reason why sonim matanas yichya is aser. And he writes in number 7. It's in Chosha Mishpat Simon Reish Memtes. The prisha writes, "Do you know why it's a problem? Imagine there's a big donor here that gives a lot of money to yeshiva, and he does something that he shouldn't be doing. So it's much harder for me to give him rebuke tochacha if he did me a tova, if he gave the yeshiva something." If just some guy is doing something wrong, I could tell him, "Listen, you know, you should be doing the right thing." Or this is a good example. We're talking about, you know, some people daven in the back room there, and everyone should be davening maybe in the same room to have the proper thing of a minim. So if you guys, I could tell you guys, come daven in the same room, this way you're all mitzdarif into a minim. But if there's a big donor comes, he's davening in the back room, I wouldn't tell him to do that. That's, I'm scared of him. I'm a shuvah to him, and therefore, it will affect me. So says the prisha, once you give matana or accept matanos from a donor, you no longer have the ability to be mochiach him. You can't give him rebuke. So look what the preacher says, number 7. Gam yesh lomar shekasev kein kidei lishma michal hein halav lefisha nota matana. When you accept the matana, tzarech lahachnif lebrios, you have to start flattering them. You have to pay them compliments. You have to show them kavod when they gave you a gift. Hanosim lo levilti hochicham. You can't rebuke them. You can't tell them, "Oh, you shouldn't be doing this. You shouldn't be doing that." Even if you see them doing something that's inappropriate, you're not going to tell them that stop doing it because they gave you a gift. They give you a large sum of money. And through this, by not giving proper tochacha, vadai gorim misal atzma, that causes death to yourself. The guy, "I hate gifts. It's disgraceful. I don't want it." You don't have to flatter anyone. You don't have to pay compliments to anyone. Not that you shouldn't. You should. But if a guy is doing something wrong, if he did you a tova, it's hard for you to rebuke him. If he didn't you do any tova, so then you can rebuke him as you need to. So that's the svar of the prisha. That sonim matanas yichya is predicated on the ability to give tochacha. That's his understanding. Based on this, the Minchas Pitim writes, we can understand now the shita of the Riva, why this is only applied to Yisrael and not to a goy. There's only a mitzvah to give tochacha to Yisrael, not to a goy. Look what he writes in the next top of the next page. Gam lefi tam asma yesh lomer dibe'akum lo shayich zeh. Deha ein Yisrael mitzuveh lo chichu kimavur Rashi. Rashi and Sanhedrin teaches us that the mitzvah of tochacha only applies to a Yisrael. Why? Says the pasuk, "Tochiach, tochiach, es amisecha, ksiv lo ger toshev," but not to a ger toshev, not to a goy. So you don't have to give tochacha to a goy. So if I don't have to give tochacha to a goy, I'm allowed to accept matanas. Okay, fine. So now I'm a shubatim. I'm going to flatter him. I'm going to pay compliments. I'm not going to give tochacha. Okay, I have no requirement to give tochacha to him. So that's why you can accept gifts from a goy, but you cannot accept gifts from a Yisrael. That's the chiddush of the Sma and the Minchas Pitim. So that's all very nice, these two svaras of why Sona Matan's Yechiyah is Aser, either because it's Midas Chemdas Mamon, or it's a Dinin Tochacha. However, the Rambam, the Shulchan Aruch quotes the Rambam a completely different reason as to why Sona Matan's Yechiyah is Aser. The Rambam writes in Hilchas Yechiyah Matana Yud Beza Yud Zayin, Halach Yud Zayin, he writes in number 9. Hatzadikim Hagemurim V'Anshe Maisa Lo Yikabu Matan's Me'adam, they wouldn't accept any gifts from any person. They trust in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, lo b'nedivim, they don't trust in donors. It's all predicated on bitachon. I don't need to trust in you. I don't need to rely on you. Hashem will take care of me. Hashem will take care of me. I don't need gifts. I'll work, I'll make money, but I don't need your gifts. I don't need your presence. It's all about bitachon. Not about chemdas mamon, not about tochacha, but my bitachon in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the Maga Misha doesn't normally do this, but he goes on to just elaborate on this point to number 10 here. He quotes a Gemara in Kedushin, it's wrong, it's not Tzadi Tes, it should be Nun Tes. But he quotes a Gemara in Kedushin, Hatam, Sheroi Lechol Maskul Istapik B'mashu Hachrechelo, you should just be, you should be sufficient to have what you need. Lo Yivakesh, Mosos, don't ask for any more, nothing luxurious, nothing extra. V'tianavsho Chashuva Al Kinano, be satisfied with what you own, what you have, don't look for more matanos. And he quotes from the Rambam and the Hilchos Matanos Aniyim, Kol mishu tzarech litol veino noto, a person who needs an ani. He needs, but he doesn't take. He refuses to take money. Eino meis min hazikna ad shiyafarnes la'acher mishalo. That he's going to get to a point, Rambam tells us, if he doesn't take from tzedakah, even though he needs. But he said, I trust in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That person, because of his bitachon, in the end, he's going to be so wealthy, he'll start supporting people before he dies. Praiseworthy, blessed is a person, the man, who trusts in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, v'yasha miftacho, v'chol hayari el kov yir shleima, lo yisase klav beritivas hahon. Person who has true yir shemayim should not be involved in chasing after money. And he goes on to explain all these dinim and how it protects you from taiva and kin and kavod, all of that. And therefore, it's all about bitachon. That's the reason it's bitachon, according to the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch. So now going back to the Rambam, to the our Parsha, Avram Avinu. If it's about bitachon, so then why did Avram accept the matana from Paro? He didn't need it, just trust in the Kadosh Baruch. So we have to understand how to define what's a matana in halacha. A gift is when Reuven gives Shimon a gift. But listen what the Hamad David and Tziv writes to explain. He says, even though Avram Avinu, number 11, accepted gifts, there's a halacha in Kedushin. In order for Kedushin to be chal, the husband or the man must give the kesef to the girl. She can't give to him, but he has to give to her. There is one instance that if she gives to him, it's actually good enough. Isn't she supposed to receive the money? When the guy is an adam chashev. So if I want to give a gift to the president, he's not going to accept a gift from me. Who am I? But if someone gives it to him and he accepts it, so I feel like I gained something. The president accepted a gift from me. It's kilo, I received something, even though I didn't receive anything. I didn't receive any money. I didn't receive any gifts. But his Kabbalah, it's kilo, I received something. I can now go around saying that the president accepted my gift. That's my claim now. So that's kilo, I received something. So says the Gemara, when the girl wants to be married, Kedushin, to a chashiv person, Adam Chashiv, if she gives him a gift and he accepts it, it's ki'ilu she receives something, the hanah she gets from the Adam Chashev accepting it, that's ki'ilu she receives something. Here as well. Although Avram was receiving a matana, he was an Adam Chashev, everyone knew Avram Avinu was. So the fact that Paro gave something to Avram, and Avram was makabel something from Avram, Paro himself got hanah from it, and it wasn't considered a gift in one direction. It was two directional, it was more of an exchange. You don't have to buy things, you could work for things, just don't take gifts. But a gift is only if it's one directional. If I'm receiving it, Sona Matanos Yechiyah. But if I'm paying for it, that's not a gift. So by Avram, he wasn't paying for it, but by him accepting it, it was kilu, he sent Hana back to Paro, and that's not called a matana. When something is given in return, even if it's not physical or financial, it's some Hana, that would be not considered a matana, and it would be acceptable. And we see this Svara come up in Halacha as well. The number 12, the Chida, has inching Shaila. There was a person who wanted to sell a Sefer Torah to get married. He didn't have enough money, but he owned a Sefer Torah. So he said, listen, I need to get married, and I want to support my wife and family and buy a house and children and all that. So I'll sell my Sefer Torah for, $50,000, $60,000, and I'll use it to get married. Now, a particular usher did not want this person to sell a Sefer Torah. He said, listen, I'll give you $50,000 and you'll get married. Don't sell the Sefer Torah. Here's a matana for you, and go ahead and get yourself married. So the question is, should this person accept the money and not sell the Sefer Torah? Or no, he should say, thank you, but no thank you, take the money. I'm going to sell the Sefer Torah instead and use that money to get married. So look what the Chida answers in that paragraph. This individual, this ani we'll call him, should certainly accept the matana. Why? He should not sell the Sefer Torah. It's also to sell the Sefer Torah. There's a special heter when you need to get married. But it's really also to do so. It's very b'dieved to sell a Sefer Torah, even for marriage. Since he has another way to avoid selling the Sefer Torah, granted, it's through receiving a gift, he should take the gift as opposed to selling the Sefer Torah. Haray aser limcha Sefer Torah. Ah, but isn't Sona Matanas Yechia? How could you accept a gift? He says, here's Baal Mabudorze. In our generation, people are not so careful. Ruba de Ruba, Yadim Pshuta Lakabel, Bisimcha Matanas. Everyone's very happy to accept it. The minhag was not so, it's a midah. It's not a mitzvah, not an iser. It's a midah that apparently had not been so pervasive in the time of the Chida, not to worry about it. That's what he said. But then he says, at the end, and he quotes Inshin Gemara about Basa. I don't want to lose you, but it's Inshin Gemara there about a chaluk of the land, and Machlok is really in the Tanaim there, the Rishon, that Sonoma Tazicha comes up in other instances, but I'll just leave that for now if you want on your own to read it. But then he writes, the truth is, when it comes to giving tzedakah, that's not Sonoma Tazicha either. Ah, I'm giving a dollar to the Ani, isn't that a Matana? How should he accept it? When it comes to, I'm getting something out of this though. I'm getting a mitzvah. I get a mitzvah. It's not one directional. I'm getting the mitzvah of tzedakah. And when it comes to the mitzvah of tzedakah, that's not called a matana. Just look at the last four lines. Near dafil rashbag, that's the Gemara. Just ignore that right now. The mitzvah tzedakah, ein lochush, la'ani ha-makabel. Don't be concerned that the ani's makabel, mishum v'son matana tzedakia. The kevon nischar ha-nosein tzedakah. I'm getting the reward of giving tzedakah. That mitzvah, it's gadol yoser ma'od. It's so great. Who tell us nafshi, the Ani should not think twice about it. It's not a matana. I'm gaining out of this as well. You see, you know, I've done fundraising in the past. It was very interesting. We asked different people whether they could help out. So, you know, those guys who are going to give you a hard time, I'll give you money, but the most of people who I've spoken to for various things, they say, thank you so much for the opportunity. They say, thank you so much for the opportunity because they have an opportunity. They have money. They have meiser. They want to give, and they thanks for the opportunity to give tzedakah. That's how it should be. Now, it doesn't mean everyone who I ask should give me money. But whatever it is, but that's the mentality when giving tzedakah, when helping out for a yeshiva, helping out for a kola, helping out for whatever, helping out, whatever, for chesed, the mentality of the giver is, thank you for that. You're giving me the opportunity. I have the money here anyways. It's sitting here. I think I have the mice I need to give. You're giving me a chance to give it. That's the mentality. So it's not one directional. That's not called a matana. I'm getting the mitzvah and he's getting the money. Everyone's very happy. Marsha says the same idea when it comes to Elisha, the Gemara talks about in Brachos and Daf Yud, that Elisha was traveling and he was getting a hana. They were taking care of, they were feeding him. So he explained how could he accept the gift? And he seems, if I understand correctly, that the mitzvah is achnasas orchim. And the mitzvah of gemus chasadim, the greatest gemus chasadim is achnasas orchim. So the Baal Bais is gaining something as well. By me getting the mitzvah of having an oreach here, yes, I'm giving Elisha food, I'm giving him a place to stay, but I'm also gaining from the mitzvah. That's not a kol matana. That would be entirely allowed. And one last, Marmakum, Chuvas Hanhagos talks about, going to the last page now, there's a minug, based on the Zohar, to give gifts to a chassan. Give gifts to a chassan. He explains in Shing Svar the reason why. His understanding is, many times the chassan is darshaning during Shev Brachos. Each Shev Brachos, he gives a little drasha here and there, some do, some don't, but it's the minhag to give some Dvar Torah during the Shav Brachos. Now, often it's uncomfortable because many rabbanim sometimes are there. Who am I to give a shir? I'm 22, I'm getting married, and there's some gdolei ador or some rabbanim here. Who am I? So in order to make it not feel such a way, we kind of pay him. He's not doing this, not because you're greater than the rabbanim. We're giving you money. Now work for your schar. Now work for your payments. We give him a gift, and now he has something to work for. It's not for their bottom. He's not better than them. That's how he explains the idea of giving gifts to chasanim and the drashas. But then he says, he quotes at the end, he heard the brisker of the last couple lines there, if they sent any gifts to him for his son's chasana, if it was after the shav brachos, he wouldn't accept any wedding gifts. Only during the shav brachos, because during the shav brachos, the matanas were for the drashas that were being given. So there was an exchange. It wasn't really a matana. You're gaining, he's gaining, he's giving a drasha, he's getting money. But if it came after the shav brachos, where he wasn't giving any drashas anymore, it's no longer considered a schar for the drasha, that's a matana. At that point, son of matana is yichis. So either way, we see this is a teretz for Amar Avinu, that even if you assume the reason behind son of matana is yichis is because of bitachon, you should trust in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So there are still instances where matana is not really called a matana. If there's some type of exchange, whether it's a financial exchange, whether it's some type of hadnah, whether it's a schar mitzvah, that's not called a matana, and that would actually be permitted even in the svara of bitachon. All right.